Yeah, I thought we had a very crisp practice today. We've had a good week of preparation. This is a very important game. We're going to certainly have to play better than we did a week ago, and that's the expectation as we get ready to play Indianapolis.
Coach, obviously the name of the game is to win every ball game, but just talk about, you know, the momentum going in so forth, you know, start the season up to, and I'm sure you're pretty
excited. Yeah, we've talked about getting off to a fast start, both within a football game and to a season, and this one game is an important game. They're a very good football team. We've talked about the challenges. They play very, very well at home. Our guys are excited about this, and it should be a good football game.
You know, when you look at the opportunities that Ryan went to Mike Wallace last week, were you happy with him? I had of the five, three were deep, two were kind of 15-yard patterns. Is that a good mix? Are you happy with that aspect of it?
I thought the ball was going to the right spot throughout the course of the game, and I thought the decision making was good. No, there's definitely need for growth. That's not surprising when a player is entering his second game in an NFL career. But he had a very good week of practice. I think he had a better week of practice this week, and hopefully he can contribute in the game on Sunday.
You anticipating putting him in a little more?
It's certainly possible.
How much more do you anticipate Deion Jordan? That's the same question.
Yeah, again, the same type of answer, you know, Andy. I mean, he's making progress. He's been on the practice field more often. Feeling more comfortable within the system. So we'll see what type of game it is, how the game unfolds. Some of it's dictated by the personnel, et cetera, but I thought he had a good week.
What do you think overall of the tight end play in the first game?
I thought they made a good contribution, especially Charles, obviously, in the pass game, but we have to do a better job in run blocking.
In the second week of the season, do you see more carryover from the previous week? I mean, will you take more from what the Raiders did and maybe – you know, they'll take more from what...
Well, every good football coach steals. I mean, that's the name of the game. But certainly we looked at the tape, and, you know, we've looked at the four preseason games. We've looked at the end of last year. We've looked at our game, which was midseason. So we've got a wealth of things on the Indianapolis, as they do on us, I'm sure. And so, you know, we look at everything and make our best approximate, you know, guesses as to what they will do in the game.
So does that mean Ryan's been watching Terrell Pryor, you know, emulate?
Okay, you never know.
Joe, after watching Danny Watkins for a couple weeks, do you have any sense of whether he might be able to challenge the playing time at some point, or what you have?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, he's picking the system up well. Seems like a bright guy. He's been in the building a lot, getting extra help and spending time. I like the progress he's making so far.
Joe, when you've got a coordinator who's familiar with the quarterback, like Mike Sherman and Ryan Tannehill, Pat Hamilton, and Andrew Luck, how does that help? Where do you see the effects of that?
Well, I think it helps in some crunch time situations. They have a better feel for one another. Maybe they have an experience of, hey, this has worked in a, you know, particular red zone. I like this versus this coverage if we're expecting a certain pressure or a certain a look. I think there's some familiarity. I think that helps.
So what are your expectations of the running game this week, considering what happened?
More production, less penetration, less negative yardage plays.
How much of it was the offensive line versus...
As with anything else, in offensive football or defensive football or special teams, it's a unit issue. And sometimes it was perimeter blocking, sometimes it was the read of the back, sometimes it was penetration caused by the line, the tight ends that I mentioned earlier need to do a better job. It's my experience in football is it's usually never isolated to one particular individual, especially when you have a kind of day like we have.
Facing a quarterback, Andrew Luck, how important is it for the DBs in the front seven?
It's essential. It's absolutely critical, Andy. I mean, we know he's a very, very good player. We've got to be disciplined in our pass rush. We know this player can extend plays and throw the ball on the move well and find people on the move well. Not only can he run and gain yardage, but he can escape and throw the ball down the field. So it's an absolute must.
We saw a pretty dynamic play from Don Jones on special teams last week. Do you look at him as the type of guy who could develop into a really good special teams player?
I certainly hope so, Barry. Yeah, I mean, he did well. His first time out there, his play speed was very, very good. And that's the one thing that you know, with a young player, you're a little bit concerned until you get him out on the field is, you know, how fast is he going to play and is he going to be decisive? So I thought his play speed was good and we'll look for him to continue to improve.
How did the players respond? You got the day off, the rest. I mean, you feel like you're pretty fresh right now.
I thought it was a crisp practice. We finished ahead of schedule. I thought their energy was good. I thought their effort was good. So we'll see.
So far, so good with the schedule.
Oh, it's a great schedule. It's great. Yeah, so far, so good. We'll see. See how it goes.